KNW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House touting President Trump's first 30 days in office. At today's briefing, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president has signed dozens of executive orders and kept his pledge to cut federal spending.
Today marks 1 month of President Trump's return to the Oval Office, and there is no denying this administration is off to a historic start.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz working to clarify the president's recent comments and frustration with Ukraine's President Zelensky, saying President Trump wants to negotiate peace, but says Zelensky is not showing appreciation or willingness to repay the U.S. for aid sent to defend against Russian attacks. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff is battling double pneumonia. The Vatican says the pope is currently fever-free and his condition is improving. Israeli police say they have responded to a series of explosions on buses and a suspected militant attack in Tel Aviv. No one was injured. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first bills of the legislative session are moving from the State Assembly to the State Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
A half dozen bills dealing with education passed the State Assembly Wednesday. One of them would require the DPI to use the standards from the National Assessment of Education Progress for school report cards. Another bans wireless devices from classrooms. Other bills include mandating cursive writing, civics courses as a requirement for graduation, requiring 70% of district funds to be used in classrooms, and setting a two-week turnaround time for requests to review instructional material by any district resident. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
All six bills are now headed to the State Senate for deliberation. A new report found Wisconsin students are still lagging behind pre-pandemic levels for math and reading scores. According to the Education Recovery Scorecard released by the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University, Wisconsin students are months behind in math and half a grade behind in reading scores. Despite the lower scores, the state still ranked 16th for math recovery and 30th for reading recovery. The report also found that over 80% of students are in districts that have not recovered to 2019 achievement levels. The Oshkosh Arena is announcing its first national show after Venue Works took over management of the beleaguered facility. Coco Melon's Sing Along Live embarks on its North American tour with a special event at the Oshkosh Arena on April 30th. Coco Melon follows JJ, his siblings, and friends on adventures that teach life skills through music and animation. General public tickets go on sale Friday, February 21st at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9. WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Five Serve Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 26 degrees at our studios. Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkebeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining me, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel, you can watch me struggle with my little spot camera every time I come back after the top of the hour break. But there I am, and there you are.
You're back.
We're great. Back. I've got Tom Polswitz with me. He is a Navy vet, a two-time congressional candidate, and a small business owner. We've been talking about Donald Trump abandoning 85 years of American foreign policy baseline principles to fight against dictators and authoritarians, those that choose to oppress entire groups of people because of who they are, those that kill political enemies, those that assassinate journalists. That's generally been accepted amongst American presidents and foreign policy folks as bad, and supporting NATO, the strongest military alliance in the history of the world, as good. In the last 10 days, Donald Trump has abandoned those principles and has aligned himself, as Tom likes to say, very transactionally with Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin will do things that helps Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
And he's loyal.
And he's loyal to Trump. And that Zelensky refuses to turn over 50% of all of Ukraine's mineral assets to the United States. So Donald Trump is punishing him.
Yes.
We had sort of concluded that conversation, Tom. We were going to move on and talk a little bit about the courts, which is related. And we'll get there. But we had a veteran give us a call. He's on the line. It's Teddy from Appleton. And he vehemently disagrees with you and I. So, Teddy from Appleton, sir, you have the floor. And let me begin by thanking you for your service.
You're welcome. Boy, that was one word salad of an introduction about what Donald Trump has done. If you talk about abandonment, it brings to mind Joe Biden's first military strategy of that embarrassing withdrawal from Afghanistan.
According to the terms of an agreement
that's not how you do a military withdrawal. I was in for 10 years.
Then what was Donald Trump doing negotiating a specific exit plan and timing that couldn't be met?
We don't have troops or equipment there. That's something you seem to forget.
Donald Trump
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Tom.
I thought we wanted to talk about President Trump. So let's talk about President Trump.
Yes, I said I disagree with your take on his abandonment of whatever you call
relations.
In order to bring peace, you have to... Let me finish.
Okay.
Then you can respond, please, because we are having a discourse, I believe.
Yes.
Not a lecture. Okay. I don't have a problem getting two conflicting sides together, whether you meet with them together or separately, and you be the go-between. Joe Biden just pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving lots of equipment, taxpayer dollars. That was an embarrassing slap in the face to many of my fellow veterans, including myself. So before you get on this diatribe about poo-poo Donald Trump, look what is actually done by Joe Biden.
Can I just say this, Teddy? And then I want to
let me hear the Navy guy first.
Sir, Hang on a second, Tom. First of all, sir, there is an underlying tone of misogyny to the way that you are interacting with me. I will not have it on my radio show. I will allow you to say whatever you would like to say, and I will allow Tom to say whatever he would like to say, but I will not be shushed by a caller, no matter your age or gender, especially not in that tone of voice. So having said that, in the spirit of generosity, I'm going to bow out of this conversation. I'm going to let you and Tom finish it, but please do not do that again, sir.
You'll hear from me again sometime.
Please go ahead, Tom.
All right, so we're talking about President Trump. Now, you've talked about President Biden. Now let's talk about President Trump.
No, I gave you my reasons. Now you tell me what we have abandoned over there. Equipment.
Why are we talking about abandonment? We're talking about what is happening with NATO, and we're talking about what's happening
relations. I said abandonment of troops and money.
No, we're talking about how
her introduction.
Okay, I'm lost, but I just want to go to, do you agree with what Donald Trump is doing with Russia and Ukraine at this point? Okay, and what point do you agree with?
When you bring conflicting sides to a peace negotiation, you can do it together, you do it separately, and you be the go-between. That's still in process, the last time I checked. Okay.
And what are your expectations for this process?
Well, let it play out. They're still working on the terms.
Okay. Do you agree with the way Donald Trump is doing it?
But I said our last great commander-in-chief, Joe Biden,
but we're not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about Donald Trump. Do you agree with the way Donald Trump is handling the negotiations?
A embarrassment to veterans and those who have served. We had a commander-in-chief the last 4 years that was a total embarrassment.
Okay, we're not getting anywhere. All you want to do is talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not president anymore. Donald Trump is president. So we can either talk about Donald Trump or we can talk about something else.
Let's talk about the great Donald Trump. He won in a landslide.
I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Yeah. And I'm going to say this again. I just want to say this to Mr. Teddy and Appleton.
Right.
I am so exhausted by the whataboutisms and the inability of conservatives who support Donald Trump today to talk about what he's doing today. You say you want a peace negotiation. Great. A peace negotiation isn't saying to Russia, we're going to give you the territory that you want in Ukraine, which has been Donald Trump's position. A peace negotiation involves all parties. They haven't even indicated that they're going to sit down with Ukraine, sir. A peace negotiation does not have the leader of the free world, who you call a great military leader, calling our ally a dictator. A peace negotiation isn't the leader of the free world, who you think is a great military leader, extorting one of our allies like he did in his first term. So can we talk about the fact that NATO feels abandoned, Ukraine feels abandoned, and the entire Western alliance is concerned that Donald Trump will not stand by our obligations to our allies in Europe? So for the point of an argument, let's say Biden did a terribly bad job in Afghanistan. My question to you, sir, then is, so what now?
Right.
So what now about Trump's rhetoric? I mean, it's
right. But Maggie, I got to say, and I'm glad you called him out for exactly what he is. But I think it's important to say that the most frustrating part is there's this idea about Trump derangement syndrome. There's really this whole Biden backlash idea that everything. We cannot talk about what's happening without talking about what happened. And it's all through this view of this disinformation and Fox News and none of it. Like, you can't have a real conversation. I tried. I literally tried to have a conversation, and he didn't want to have one because he didn't want to talk about the present. He wanted to talk about the past. Cam, and that's the most frustrating part.
Cam from Appleton, and then I'm going to go to the text lines. If you want to get your 2 cents nickel dime or quarter in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton, you're up next.
Hey, guys. I personally don't carry cash on me, so nickels, dimes, those are foreign to me. But listening to Teddy, I'm not surprised by what he said. I'm not trying to turn it into some, like, switch the topic to all, like, the misogyny stuff, but I think I am more frustrated by the way that he talked than what he said, because what he said just isn't surprising anymore. What is frustrating from what he said, though, is claiming that Biden made a mistake. Yeah, Afghanistan's pullout could have been so much better. And have I had service before? No, I've never participated in service. But it's like he wants to complete these people completely ignore previous facts. They want to stop and cherry pick the history to the point that they can complain about, but then cut you off completely and add some random threat of you'll be hearing from me again. Do you forget that people can just hang up on you? I don't. What century do you live in?
It's all of a whole, because we'll get to the fact that these people don't want to hear from women, right? Like, there is a fundamental guiding principle in all of this. You see it at CPAC, you see it in the brosphere online. Literally, I mean, Teddy should have just said to me, little lady, I've heard about enough from you. I want to talk to this other man who served.
I want to talk to the white man who's a veteran. Yeah, exactly.
Right. John from West Dallas, a veteran. You served in Vietnam on the text line. I'm done with Teddy too.
Yep.
And this is Donald Trump, the guy with the bone spurs that dodged his service obligations. What is it, 4 times?
But Maggie, this is and this keeps bouncing around in my head. The idea that Democrats don't do good messaging is, how do you message against someone that we just talked to? What's the message that can break through that? It would take me hours to convince him to have a conversation, let alone convince him that he might be using the wrong facts.
And
that would take a long time.
Ooh, Tom, you're breaking up just a little bit. We'll have Tom back in just a second. Eric from Madison, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Maggie. The Navy guy asserted that Trump won by a landslide. So I wonder what kind of drugs he's on, because Trump got a little over 32% of the vote. Harris got a little under 32%, which means, number one, that he eked out a win, and number two, that 67% of people did not even vote for Trump.
Yeah, you're right on point, Eric. I've done this math with a number of conservative callers. There's something in the ballpark of like 268 million voting age Americans. Look at the numbers. Can you do the math? It's not even close to half. It's somewhere around like 30-ish percent. Like Eric was saying, that is not a landslide. What that is disengagement, because people feel like their voice doesn't matter. And turning over the keys of our federal government and slashing VA benefits because a billionaire overlord tells you to ain't going to restore faith in our institutions. We're going to take a brief breath. I'm going to continue to take your calls. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We'll also go to the text lines after these brief messages. We'll get Tom P. back, and the great discussion continues.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We had a caller, Teddy from Appleton, who objected to Tom and I showing our dismay at Donald Trump's effective abandonment of our NATO allies as well as Ukraine and his decision to align himself with Vladimir Putin. An indisputable authoritarian. And in Teddy's comments on the line, he basically wanted to talk about Joe Biden's terrible withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Right. Yes.
Which is, I mean, let's be clear here. That's actually totally irrelevant to what's going on right now with Donald Trump.
Has nothing to do with
nothing, nothing to do with it. He also, I think I'm going to get a misogyny jar, Tom. Every time, and it's only happened with older white men, yes. Or older men, I can't tell everybody's race, but where I get like mansplained to and told to shush, yes, on my own gosh darn show, you know, I probably have a lot of quarters at the end of.
Did he use little lady, though? I don't
he
know.
Should he have. I mean, I should have gotten right. A little pat on the head. Little lady, you shush. No, I want to talk to the man. The most generous interpretation is he didn't want to talk to me because I haven't served in the military, which at least he would have said that in a kinder tone of voice. I would have probably eaten that humble pie. I want to take a couple text messages. We got lots of folks on the phones. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Milwaukee. So Ukraine just invaded itself like Poland invaded itself in 1939? When will the MAGA supporters wake up and smell the coffee? Trump is lying to and taking advantage of you. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Trump did not allow Afghan allies to come back to America immediately, yes, after he signed the agreement to force the American withdrawal, which Joe Biden was forced to execute.
Right.
It was Trump's great negotiation with the Taliban that led to that very agreement that required our withdrawal.
And those Afghans are still there.
Still there, dying. And, oh, yeah, we'll just shut down all those refugee programs because forget people that helped us and our troops.
Right.
John from West Dallas, again, a veteran, saying, Teddy, our caller is not for America. He is for Trump. There's a difference. Brian from Milwaukee, yes, thank you, Civic Media, for the work you do. Zach from Sun Prairie, Trump negotiated a deal to get thousands of Taliban fighters released. He also is going to pull out in Afghanistan and give Taliban the power, similar to what he's going to do with Ukraine. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Let's see here. I want to get everybody in. Dale from Oshkosh. Elon Musk left South Africa to dodge the draft there. Ah, I don't know if that's true, but it certainly is worthy of some poking around. Everett,
I don't know if it's true either, but he did leave and he came here illegally.
Yes. Everett from Sun Prairie. Hi, all. I just want to point out that Trump negotiated the surrender to the Taliban in Afghanistan without the Afghan government, shut down all but one of the U.S. air bases, drew down troops, released 5,000 captured Taliban soldiers, and set an unachievable timeline to withdraw in order to screw the incoming Biden administration. If he had won the election, he would have simply gone back on the deal, committed another 30,000 troops, and continued the war. Biden did an incredible job. A lone wolf suicide bomber took the lives of service members and civilians slipping in through a chaotic scene. Great show, Maggie. Thank you, Everett from Sun Prairie. I was trying to talk to Terry about the fact that it was Donald Trump's deal to, but this little lady needed to be sure.
Terry wasn't listening, though.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. We got Ollie from the Northwoods. Thanks for calling, Ollie. What do you have to say?
Well, I realize I'm just a lady, and maybe according to Teddy and Trump, I have no right to say anything. But I would just like to ask Ted how he feels. He intimated that Biden leaving the equipment, mind you, was a slap in the face to the vets that are still alive. Well, what about Trump taking away veterans' money and services? Is that better, you know?
Right. There's no through line of consistency, right, Ollie? Right, Tom? Everett from Sun Prairie making another great point. Everett, you got to give us a call sometime. Due to Trump's deal, troop withdrawal and closing military facilities, it wasn't possible to take our equipment with us.
Right.
The thing that Teddy was so ticked off about, without committing more troops, not meeting the deal terms, and likely killing additional American soldiers.
Yes.
It was baked into the deal cake and the unrealistic timeline that Donald Trump had set. Let's go back to the phone lines here. I think this is a new caller. Michael from Green Bay, sir, you're up next. Michael, you there?
Okay, hold on. Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir.
Getting back to when we were in the National Guard, we were sent over that, and that was to help keep peace and defend Eastern Germany. And the wall went down since, I think it went down in reforger exercises, stopped in 1993. And that was after President Reagan, you know, had got them to torque tear down the wall. But that was a big exercise. I mean, we loaded the railheads and shipped all our equipment, including tanks, to the EC board and shipped them over to the European coast and had them railed over out into Germany. And we spent about 3.5 weeks, and then it was reversed coming back, you know. I wish that still happened, and we had our presence there, because I think it's still needed in case of Ukraine, you know, and any other European countries that had fought in World War II and are worried about and not having the military presence that we should have.
Michael, I'm so sorry to jump in, sir. Let me say to you, thank you for your service in the Wisconsin National Guard and for your work in the crumbling of the wall in between East and West Berlin, and the work in the Cold War to help secure American safety and democracy and to spread that and secure it in Western Europe. We're going to keep going on the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll take more text messages. Y'all are lighting it up. I love to see it. Tom loves to see it. We'll be back with you in just a moment right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When it comes to U.S. dairy exports, Mexico plays a crucial role in keeping the industry moving. With ongoing discussions about trade policies and the possibility of new tariffs on the horizon, understanding the impact of Mexico's demand for American dairy products is more important than ever. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker from EverEgg explains just how vital this relationship is and what potential challenges lie ahead.
Yeah, they're an essential partner to us. They buy 40% of our cheese exports and about half of our non-fat dry milk exports. And we export a majority of our powder, so very important there. And on cheese, especially with all of these new plants coming, they're that much more important as far as absorbing that excess cheese that we are going to be producing.
That's Bryce Windecker from EverEgg along with us. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all the products they submitted, something you can purchase today.
Yeah, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers, and that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we'd do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Vohl. Bavaria Sausage. Shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, or always open online. BavariaSausage.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 498. That was up a half. New crop corn closed at 479.5, up 3 cents. Cash beans closed at 1045.5, up 13.75, and new crop beans closed at 1061.25, up 10 cents. Cash wheat closed at 585.5, that was down 6.5 cents, and new crop wheat closed at 614, down 5.75. On the dairy side of things, March Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1924 a hundredweight, that is up 16 cents, and April milk is trading at 1893, up 12 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 178.5, that was down 2.25 cents. 40-pound black cheese closed at 190, that was up a quarter. And the AA butter closed down 1.75 and closed today at 242.25. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
We're talking purchasing Greenland to Doge and everything in between with Congressman Tony Weed. Join me.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
all about control. Isn't it, though?
Yes, it is.
Mostly, or at least with one of my last callers, controlling these nasty women who vote and have opinions and such.
How dare we?
How dare we? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Jess P.S. on the board. My guest Thursday co-host Tom Paulswitz with me. We've been fielding calls and having a discussion about Trump's abandonment of NATO, abandonment of the Western alliance, abandonment of Ukraine, his sidling up, his transactional deal making, his new ally, old ally, Vladimir Putin, and how abhorrent that is. What a slap in the face it is to 85 years of America trying to be a shining city on the hill when it comes, Reagan's words, not mine, of course, when it comes to supporting democracies, equal rights, human dignity. And by the way, Teddy from Appleton, when I say equal rights, I also mean women and gay people. Imagine that. Who knew?
Yeah, all people.
All people.
Yeah, Maggie, I'm going to throw one more thing in, though.
Please do, Tom.
You know, the impact of a call like that led us down this path of not talking about the most important issues and talking about the past again. And it's one of those things that I've seen happen over and over and over again, that when the whataboutism happens, it takes valuable effort and time to talk about.
To debunk,
you know, relitigating the past, so to speak, instead of talking about the most important issues today.
Well, it reminds me of a thing that Maya Angelou said and spoke about at length when it comes to racism. What racism is, what misogyny is, what the whataboutism is it's a con.
Yes.
Because it forces black folks, women, people that are trying to stand for these values to have a debate over here about some nonsense stuff.
Yes.
Right? That's the con. I'm glad that we returned to a discussion, right, about Trump's abandonment of NATO and the Western alliance and fundamental American values. I just want to acknowledge, again, Mark from Prairie du Sac, Steve from the 608, another Steve from also the 608, who's an Army vet, Ed from Madison. He's tired of all the fragile white males. Strength is in our diversity. Hats off to you, Steve. Tom from L.A., Larry from Deerfield, all of you, Robert from Fond du Lac, unbelievable. The support and feedback, everybody, I really, really, really appreciate it. Yes. Annie from Watertown. Let's see here. Pat from Watertown. Love the Watertown. Getting a lot of props here. I love it.
One of my favorite campaign stops. Yeah. Just love it.
I love me some Watertown, too. Yep. Thank you all for participating. I want to give our callers here a quick kick at the can, and then I do want to turn the page and get to J.B. Pritzker's budget address because, boy, it was one for the books. Rick from Waukesha, you're up next, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Well, I heard all of that. I thought I was at a military court-martial or something. I don't want to just pick pieces to put it in, but I studied Blackbeard, and if you understand how Blackbeard got to his demise, it was because of his dealings with government. He was a criminal, but he wasn't. And what's his name, that Italian, Mike, something he's going around talking about his career getting out of the mafia. It's the same thing when they make these deals. They're making deals for each other and not for their citizenry.
For their country. Yes. Yeah. Thanks so much, Rick. I think that's Tom's point. That's my point, is if we can step back, and if you know, Immanuel Kant called it the veil of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Like if we can adopt the veil of ignorance and you just scrub which party it is and who it is. If Joe Biden had done what Donald Trump is doing right now, the outcry from the right would have been overwhelming. Some would be calling for his impeachment.
Yes.
So It's just. Ugh.
But here's what part I guess I'm really tired with Republicans, because it goes through the same three phases. It's he didn't say it.
Right.
Well, he did say it, but he didn't mean it. Well, he meant it, and it's going to be good for us. Just wait. And it's just always wait. The same. It's always the same three things. And it's like, how does this help today? What he's saying about Zelensky, what he's saying about the rest of NATO, you know, none of that is helpful in negotiations. Like you had articulately pointed out earlier, this is not about negotiations. This is Trump saying, here's the way it's going to be. This is good for me. And therefore just wait and see. It'll be good for the country, but it won't. It just won't.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Here we have Charles from Milwaukee. You go ahead, sir. Charles, you there?
Oh, yep, I am. You broke off right when you said my name. Oh, Maggie, I'm with the texter before. I'm so tired of the frail egos of these white conservative men. They cry more than 5 or 6 year olds. But I was calling for, it was 5,000 Taliban fighters, to be exact, that Donald Trump released.
Yes.
Not only did it release the 5,000 Taliban fighters, but he also closed down all of the air bases, all of the airports, except for that one. So he threw a grenade in this whole mix before he was walking out the door.
Yeah, he released 5,000 Taliban fighters.
Right. It's
almost like, what more do you need to say? He negotiated a terrible deal that Biden was stuck with. There's so much here. Dana from La Crosse. Great minds think alike, my friend. If Joe Biden did what Donald Trump is doing now, liberals would be calling for the conservatives would be calling for Joe's impeachment. I swear to you, Dana, I had not read your text message when I said that moments ago. Unbelievable. Let's move on to J.B. Pritzker, because listen, I'm a fan of Tony Evers. He is a good man. He is not a slick politician, not a billionaire, lifetime of public service. I support Governor Evers. Man is like watching paint dry. God bless him. Paint dry. J.B. Pritzker, not like watching paint dry. This guy knows how to speak plain, speak the truth, and make the punches land. Let's just take them right in order, and we'll have a little bit of discussion after each one. And folks, if you were looking for the SAVE Act discussion, I'm going to do that tomorrow. And I have the Theo Bros, and I've got the J.D. Vance sounds. I'll probably flesh it out a little more before tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if we want to talk about misogyny and the way and the manner in which Teddy from Appleton and sometimes CJ2 think they can speak to me, and other women with strong political opinions, don't y'all worry. We'll get there. Come join me tomorrow. Show starts at 2. We'll get right into it. And we'll start off with the SAVE Act tomorrow. But let's listen to Governor Pritzker gave his budget address yesterday to the state of Illinois.
I know it's in fashion at the federal level right now to just indiscriminately slash school funding, healthcare coverage, support for farmers, and veterans services. They say they're doing it to eliminate inefficiencies. But only an idiot would think that we should eliminate emergency response in a natural disaster, education and healthcare for disabled children. Gang crime investigations, clean air and water programs, monitoring of nursing home abuse, nuclear reactor regulation, and cancer research. Here in Illinois, 10 years ago, we saw the consequences of a rampant ideological gutting of government. It genuinely harmed people.
Yeah, you would have to be an idiot.
Yes.
I think we've got idiot in chief and his billionaire overlord currently in control. Again, I began today by talking about the fact that Donald Trump is taking an 84% cut to the department within HUD that is responsible for basically the billions in community development block grants that specifically helped rebuild communities after natural disasters. So how's that going to go for you, North Carolina?
He thinks the state should handle it. That's what he thinks.
With what money? I mean, like, that's kind of the, it's like,
Well, Maggie, I'm waiting for states like California to say, okay, we're not sending you any more money, right? We're going to collect taxes. We're going to do things, but we're not sending it on to you.
Right.
Because if you just refuse to use the money the way it's congressionally allocated, then we're not going to send it anymore. And I think we're going to get to that point.
It's coming. I mean, it clearly is coming. There was another motion filed, and I forget because there's so many cases going on.
Right.
Asking a court to find the Trump administration in contempt of court for failing to actually follow the order to release said funding. I mean, It's happening almost on a daily basis. I know Jess is on the phone. She probably does five things at once. So Jess P.S. going to take us to the next Pritzker cut. Folks, this is J.B. Pritzker and his budget address to the state of Illinois last night.
This year, the surfacing difficulty is Donald Trump's and Elon Musk's plan to steal Illinois' tax dollars and deny our citizens the protection and the services that they need. I want to offer you a few examples. 20 million Americans, 700,000 of them here in Illinois, will lose health care coverage if congressional Republicans are successful in their effort to cut the Affordable Care Act, and rural hospitals across Illinois will be shuttered. The Trump administration cut off funding for food safety inspectors for nearly a month, impacting more than 70 meat and poultry facilities in Illinois. Without these inspectors, the supply chain collapses, prices go through the roof, from farmers to truckers to meat packers to retailers, jobs will be lost. Meals on Wheels programs, which home deliver 12 million meals per year to 100,000 seniors and people with disabilities in Illinois, are on the federal chopping block. This is real. The new administration and the Republican Congress and Elon Musk intend to take these programs away. For all the Illinoisans watching at home, let me be clear. This is going to affect your daily lives.
And that's the important part.
Yes.
The sad reality is that whether or not Teddy from Appleton thinks Donald Trump should be king and is the second coming, Teddy from Appleton and many, many people who support and voted for Donald Trump are eventually going to feel the pain. But by then, it will be too late. And I don't mean that in a fatalist way. It'll simply be too late to reinstitute all of those benefits to avoid these really outsized harm to veterans and working people across the nation, not just in the state of Illinois. We've got time for another cut. Yeah, let's take a listen.
There are people, some in my own party, who think that if you just give Donald Trump everything that he wants, he'll make an exception and he'll spare you some of the harm. I'll ignore the moral abdication of that position for just a second to say almost none of these people have had the experience with the president that I do. I once swallowed my pride to offer him what he values most, public praise on the Sunday news shows, in return for ventilators and N95 masks during the worst of the pandemic. We made a deal. And it turns out his promises were as broken as the BiPAP machines he sent us instead of ventilators. Going along to get along does not work. Just ask the Trump-fearing red state governors.
Going along to get along does not work. And there are a few people who have some memories of, you know, late 1930s, early 1940s Germany.
Yes.
Because right. The people that went along to get along then, we call them Nazis now, right? We don't make a distinction between those who wore the jack boots and marched and those who let them march. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We've got Tom Paulswitz, my guest co-host on Thursdays, with me. And we've got each and every one of you joining us for this important discussion this afternoon. You've got one more crack at it before our show is out for the day. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you're up next. And then we're going to L.A., Tom, and we're going to take a little bit more from the Illinois governor. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's almost here. The 7th annual Fox Cities Kids Expo is coming March 1st. It's coming straight to downtown Appleton from 9 until 2 p.m. This gigantic expo has everything you need to entertain your kids. There's going to be fun. There's going to be education. There's going to be adventure. I saw the word dinosaur while I was looking through it. Everyone loves dinosaurs. Don't have to be just a kid for that. Don't judge me. Learn more, because there's way too much for 30 seconds, by going to WGBW.FM and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains.
I'm only happy when it rains. Intelligent female political opinions down on the Maggie Dawn Show and over these airwaves, and a good conversation. In fact, a great conversation. We got one going on this afternoon. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're closing out the show, so it's your last chance to get in your thoughts. We've been talking about Trump's abandonment of the Western Alliance. And I've got with me Navy veteran, two-time congressional candidate, small business owner Tom Paulsowitz. And we are finishing up today by listening to some sound from J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, in his budget address last night, mincing no words, basically calling Donald Trump an idiot, saying that, hey, if you're a Republican governor, watch out. Because when you look at the stats from red states, it's like lowest literacy, like least amount of accessible, affordable health care, least amount of funding for education. Like, it's going to pinch the red states the most. And they're already scrabbling around trying to like cut deals to save their states from. So very interesting. Let's take a couple calls. We're going to get them in here, Tom, and then we're going to listen to these last two cuts we've got from Governor Pritzker and from Chippewa Falls. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah. I can't believe the veteran that called in, Teddy. I'm a veteran, and he'll stand for Trump over benefits for the veterans. Shame on him. I just have to say two words, Fox News. Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah, Fox wannabe news. Thank you, and like, get off the talking points for crying out loud. Ugh.
Yep.
L.A. Tom, so nice to see you on my caller list. Hope you're well. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hey, thanks, Maggie. First off, okay, this first goes out to the MAGAs and Republicans. You won. You own us. You own the libs. But do we all, including you, have to go through the school of hard knocks because you are so partisan and all you care about is faction? Teddy, I don't think you're going to be too happy when they take away your VA benefits.
Yes.
Why do we have to go through all this pain we went through in the 30s? And I'd like to hear Tom Paulsowitz, and sorry if I murdered your name, Tom, say to the Dem colleagues that we need to form a shadow government and tell what we are going to do. Hopefully, JBP will be our new FDR. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, maybe I like that.
A billionaire to beat a billionaire, since we aren't going to be able to get money out of politics with these idiots that are in there right now. Maybe he is what we need. So I'm hoping that that is the case, and I'm hoping that JBP becomes our FDR.
I love it, L.A.
Yeah,
Tom.
I like that.
Let's listen to a little bit more. JBP, this is Pritzker last night about courts checking the power of presidents.
You can boo all you want until your constituents lose these services. Those Trump state red state governors are dealing with the same cuts that we are, and I won't be fooled twice. Last week, our federal courts returned a verdict rightfully condemning the once unchecked power of a former speaker of this House.
Yeah.
Now, if you applauded that decision like I did, then I expect you to defend and applaud those same federal courts as they check this president in his quest for unrestrained power.
I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. We'll get to Federalist 78 as well as the SAVE Act tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss that show. It'll be a little bit of vintage Maggie plus a little Ask Maggie, a little fun on Fridays. Let's listen to this last, probably most important cut from Governor Pritzker. And then, Tom, we'll take your final thoughts for the day.
The root that tears apart your house's foundation begins as a seed of distrust and hate and blame. The seed that grew into a dictatorship in Europe a lifetime ago didn't arrive overnight. It started with everyday Germans mad about inflation and looking for someone to blame. I'm watching with a foreboding dread what is happening in our country right now. A president who watches a plane go down in the Potomac and suggests without facts or findings that a diversity hire is responsible for the crash. Or the Missouri Attorney General who just sued Starbucks, arguing that consumers pay higher prices for their coffee because the baristas are too female and non-white. The authoritarian playbook is laid bare here. They point to a group of people who don't look like you and tell you to blame them for your problems. I just have one question. What comes next? After we've discriminated against, deported, or disparaged all the immigrants and the gay and lesbian and transgender people, the developmentally disabled, the women and the minorities, once we've ostracized our neighbors and betrayed our friends, after that, when the problems we started with are still there staring us in the face, what comes next?
Tom, your final thoughts for the day.
Well, what comes next is no one is safe from what's coming next except Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but we're in the, you know, we're in the find out phase.
Yeah, indeed. I got a message on, I think, YouTube. Billionaires that fund campaigns, to my friend Mark commenting on Facebook, are bad. Money isn't speech. Corporations aren't people, and money corrupts. Power corrupts perfectly. We're seeing the results of that. I support a constitutional amendment that says money ain't speech and corporations aren't people. I hope you'll join me in that, Mark. That's going to do it for today's episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. You got fabulous Dom Salvia up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together with our actual allies and for democracy. Take care, everybody.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW, Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate confirmed Kash Patel to head the FBI today. The vote 51 to 49, with two Republicans joining Democrats in a no vote. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
The biggest concern that was expressed on Capitol Hill is the notion that Patel was seen as very partisan. He was on the campaign trail at different points with former President and now President Trump when he was running for office. He had written some things and made statements about enemies of the former president and now president.
Israeli police say there was a series of explosions across Tel Aviv today on buses. No one was harmed. Earlier, a convoy carrying the bodies of four hostages held by Hamas in Gaza were returned to Israel.